Good morning, past week staff, Zdaf Samach Vov, Emesech Azev in Sukh Perek. We have to start, the beginning of the Sukh starts towards the end of Samach Yom Beis. Last night, the story in the Gemara over here starts some, around 10 lines up. Rav Chanina bar Yosef, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Asi, Iklu Lahu Pundi. See on Samach Yom Beis, three Amiroim, they were traveling and they came to a pundik. The also Nochri Mori the pundik b'Shabbos. The situation was that when they were there in Erev Shabbos, there was a guy who had an apartment there, had a Mokam Dir over there, but he wasn't there at the time Erev Shabbos. And the guy came first on Shabbos. Omru mal mege mine, could we do the schirus? And we saw that halacha that we saw right away in the perek that if a guy lives there, you have to do a schirus. He doesn't allow the fact that he lives there, doesn't allow an Erev to help to Yisoicher. Over here, he wasn't there at the time. He first was available on Shabbos, and the question was to make the schirus on Shabbos. Right? The question over here is an Erev indika question. Right? Whatever Shabbos indika problems there might be is not what the Gemara is discussing. We should not talk about that. If you see Tosfos over here, there's a small Tosfos on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph. Yofa asisim shesachartim. The Tosfos is 1, 2, 3, 4 Tosfos from the bottom. Tosfos sort of takes up that issue. Loi domi lemeka chumemka le'osa b'Shabbos. And that Tosfos says that was not the issue over here. To lehav ella kimatona ba'amosh and oisin ella lahati tiltum. Tosfos says that not even shenim mentioned such a thing, that because of the capacity of the schiris is not like all the schiris and the purpose is only to matter total, that's why it wouldn't be similar, wouldn't enter the category of Mecha Chamemka, which is also on Shabbos, as far as that's concerned. Okay, but that's not the question in the sugya at all. Right? The question over here is an Erev and Dikushai, and the Gemara speaks out what the two tzadim are, what the issue is. Do we say that Seicher works just like making an Eruv? Just like we know that making the Eruv must be done, all forms of Eruvin have to be done on Erev Shabbos. So do we say that Seicher has that same din? When Chazal set up the din of being Seicher from an Akum, it has the same guidelines as Ma'arev that must be done with Ba'oyyayim. And therefore, in this situation, it's not going to help to do it now first on Shabbos. Or else, that maybe Seicher has a din of a Ma'amavat L'Rishus, Ma'amavat L'Rishus, Afil B'Shabbos, Av Seicher, Afil B'Shabbos. The din of Ma'amavat L'Rishus, we also touched on this before a little bit, that in a situation where there was no Erev, then a possible Eitzah to give a limited heter would be Bittel Rishus. Everyone would be Mevatel Rishus to one person. And being that the Isser of Tiltel and Chater is because we view it as the area in the Chater is belongs to many people and the houses are private, singular units. So by using Bittel, the concept over there is that we make that everyone, that there really is only one unit over here, and we look at everyone else as if they're guests by him. Akopon, the din of Bittel helps Afilu on Shabbos. So that's the basis of the Gemara's question, that we find that there are different kind of heterim, that different ways of allowing Tiltel and Lechotzer, there's Erev and there's Bittel, and they have different dinim concerning doing it on Shabbos itself. Erev may not be done on Shabbos. Erev must be done Erev Shabbos. On the other hand, bittul can be done on Shabbos. So this takana, the Chazal, from a second, this schiris, the rental that one that we have to do from a goy who has a dira in the chotzer, is that similar to erev and therefore must be done before Shabbos, or it's similar to bittul and may be done on Shabbos? Let's just read down a few more lines over here, and we'll try to fill in what we have to over here. So the Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Chanina by Yosef Amar Niskon. Rabbi Chanina held that we may do it on Shabbos. Doim it a bit. Rabbi Asi Amar Loi Niskon. Can't right? It was a machleik. It's an argument over here between him. Amar Lahu Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Nismech Al Divrei Zokin. Will rely on the Divrei Zokin. Rabbi Chanina by Yosef Niskon. Also Shailu Leil Rabbi Yochanan. Afterwards, they came and they asked Rabbi Yochanan what he felt halacha should be. Amar lahen, yofas isrim shesachartim, you did properly. You did properly. That the Gemara asks a question, a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan himself. Tobo nardoi, miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold, according to this, comes out that Rabbi Yochanan held that the din of soicher is kibitel, not like kima'arev. V'am Rabbi Yochanan soicher kima'arev domi. Rabbi Yochanan clearly made a statement that says soicher is kima'arev. My love, ma ma'arev mebo yoy, ma'av soicher mebo yoyim. And that Gemara says that statement, l'chor, would seem to include all, it's similar to ma'arev in all dinim, which would include our situation as far as at what point does it have to be done Erev Shabbos, and not according to that, if Seichel is Kema'arev, it should have to be done on the Erev Shabbos. So why is it that he said, Yof HaSisim Shesachatim on Shabbos itself? And that Gemara says, Loi, at this statement, Rabbi Yochanan said, Seichel Kema'arev Domi does not include this case. It doesn't include this halacha. It refers to all halachas. Loi, Ma'am Arva Filipochas, Mishav Apruto, Av Seichel Apruto, Mishav Apruto. What he meant was, like the Rishonim speak out, that he said that halacha l'kula. That's what he said. Right? That soicher has all the kulas of ma'ariv, not the chumras. So these following halachas are all kulas. The fact that you could use a pochon shavar pruto, ma'ariv filaschil l'kita, yav soicher filaschil l'kita, ma'ariv chamish yishun b'chotzu echer, echer ma'ariv l'kulon, soicher nami has halacha chamish yishun b'chotzu echer, echer sa'ariv l'kulon. I'm not going to go into all the halachas now, but the point that the Gemara says over here is that memory that Rabbi Yochanan said that Soich Eskim Ma'arev was only said the kula, to have the leniencies, the kulas of Ma'arev. In this situation, being that Ma'arev has to be done on Erev Shabbos, that would be a chumrah, so that he never said, and therefore it's consistent, the two Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a contradiction. Now, what we have to know over here, it's a few things for this sugya over here. Let's just give a look over here in the Mishnah on Peivov. The Mishnah over here discusses if someone has a dira, has a house, living quarters in a chotzer, but he's not there. So does the fact that he is not there, does that change things, and therefore he won't answer like he would if he would be there or not? That's this Mishnah over top, the first Mishnah on Peivov. Hamlich beis v'hoch lushes be'acheres. Someone leaves his house, and he's going to a different city. The mayor says, Echo noch v'echa yiso hareza oisa, divra mayor. Mayor says that even though he's not there, regardless whether he's there or not, he answers. That's what Meir Shita. Right? Rashi says over there, he holds dir blebanim shma dira. A dira, even though the owner, the one who lives there, is not living there right now, has a shame dira, and therefore we view it as a dira, which the din is that every dira has to be part of the erev, otherwise it answers. Rabbi Huda Omer eine oise. Rabbi Huda argues, says no, it doesn't answer. Rashi says on that, eine oise lav shma dira. Being that there's no one living there right now, it doesn't answer. Rabbi Yosi Omer Nochri Oisi Yisrael Ene Oisi. Rabbi Yosi makes name is whether it's a goy or a Yisrael. Nochri Oisi Yisrael Ene Oisi. She'ein derech Yisrael love b'Shabbos. Yisrael is not going to come on Shabbos, but a Nochri that could come back on Shabbos. So that's why, even though right now there's no one living there, but we'll view that Dira as a Dira with a Bailam, being that a Nochri could, maybe we assume he will come back on Shabbos. Reb Shimon says that a Kohanim Yisrael, we'll see, that even if he's going to stay by his daughter in that town, very accessible, very simple to come back, nevertheless, he won't answer because he's Mesir Das, that his intentions were to stay there for Shabbos, so we don't assume that he's going to come back at all. That's this mission over here. Now the Gemara says, Halacha k'Rav Shimon. Now, Tosfos by us, previous Tosfos brings from a Gemara before, Mem Zayin. Actually, Tosis is discussing that what about the din of a Nochri, right? This is a question over here. What's the halacha as far as a Nochri is concerned? Halacha k'Rav Shimon, what does Shimon hold as far as a Nochri? And Tosis over there says, the third Tosis on the Daf. Right, Tosis says that the halacha is l'kula, that an Nochri that's not there doesn't answer.
What's the
shalach?
An Nochri went to his
door? No, it's what we're talking about, right? This is our case. If a guy is not there on Shabbos, right? What's halacha, right? If a guy is not...
No, he's only addressing Yidim
in the Mishnah. Yes, that's what he's saying, right? Tosfos says that he agrees. Lo bar Rav Shimon lahachmer b'Nochri, yoyis mer b'Yehuda. El lagami bo lahokol, lahat b'Yisrael tfei mer b'Yehuda. Right? That's what Tosfos says over here. Rav Shimon Jit is commenting, mimatim. So therefore the halacha is, as far as this is concerned, is that a goy doesn't answer when he's not there. Now in our case over here, we're talking about a situation where it's not clear in the Gemara itself what happened. But l'chayr, I mean, l'halacha, a guy doesn't answer. He wasn't there Erev Shabbos. We had Yisraelim together over here. So kipshutai, l'chayr, they made an Erev over here. Now, if they made an Erev, and now the guy came later on Shabbos, and once the guy comes, then he does answer, as you see clearly from the sugya over here, and now it was relevant to be soicher, right, to take care of the issue with the guy. That's what's happening in our sugya kipshutai. Now, there's really a question in Rishon. We see even in Rashi it's unclear, and Rashi, if you see in the Bach, Tosfos, Epis has two. Pirushim from Rashi, exactly what happened. But regardless, there's a machlokes v'shoinim in the Gemara over here. Something very important and very, very relevant over here. Because let's take on kipshutai that they were ma'arev originally. They were ma'arev, there was no goy. It's fine. So things were fine at that time. Then the goy shows up on Shabbos, and here's the question. Could they ma'arv or not? So fine, so they were ma'arv. Rabbi Yochanan said it was right that they were ma'arv. Now, if you look in the Rashi over here, at the end of the Rashi says like this. Ki oso nochri amri mahu l'meger minei. When the guy came, I'm on Samachayom base. I'm sorry. I'm in the second half of the second to last Rashi. Rashi is different from the Asa Nochri B'Shabbos. Right, the first half of the Rashi is a little bit confusing as far as whether they were ma'ariv or not. That's what we discussed, the question what Rashi is saying. But Rashi, at the end of Rashi, Rashi says something which we'll see is clear in the Gemara. Rashi says like this, that when the Goy came on Shabbos, the question arose, Mahol Lamega Mine. What's the halacha? Could we rent from him for Hodar Nevatel Rishus Lagabe Chai? And then as a result, after we rent and we take care of the Goy, then Rashi says that in order to for us to utilize the heter, then we'll be mevatel. Everyone will mevatel their shus to one Yisrael. V'ahum yilishtru lahitzi, and at least you know he'll be able to carry. Now Rashi mentions something over here, which at this point in the sugya we don't know why Rashi is saying it and how he knows to say that. Right? The sugya side of the question is just whether to rent or not. Rashi adds a piece over here. After the rental, right, we'll have to be mavatal. Have to be mavatal. Now, of course, this is really dependent on whether they were ma'ariv or not. You know, if you assume that they were ma'ariv, so obviously, right, you'll need the bittul, right? But the truth is that Rashi that he talks about bittul kibshutoi is clear in the sugya, because let's continue on in the sugya over here, a little further. The Gemara says as follows. Tohi bo Rabbi Lozer. You see, it's on Samach Vohom Aleph, about halfway down the Omer. Tohi bo Rabbi Lozer. Right, Rashi says that that he was investigating the psak over here. That you know that he wasn't satisfied with the psak. Omer Abzeira, Ma'ati Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says, "Well, what's he concerned about over here? Right? He seems to be very, very busy in clarifying and investigating something over here." And Rabbi Elazar doesn't seem to see what the problem is. Omer Avsheish is Gav Rabbi Rabbi Elazar Yoda Ma'ati Rabbi Elazar. Such a chosh of a person, you don't know, you can't figure out what the issue that Rabbi Elazar is working on is. Kokashle the Shmuel Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar is bothered by a kasha from Shmuel. Shmuel, his Rebbe, said something which would be a problem with this psak. And that Gemara says as follows: Omar Shmuel. Shmuel has some klolim, a few rules over here. All right, we're gonna go quickly at the beginning just to get to what we want to, the rule that we want you to get to. Okay, the first rule he says is Shmuel is giving us the guidelines when bittul helps. Shmuel says, if you have a situation that there is an iser between two people, two chatzeres, they aser on each other. That means that there would be aser if they don't make some kind of tikkun, uma arvin, and Erev helps. Then in such a situation, mevatlin. Then if the Erev wasn't made, bittul could help. And like we saw before, and the Rashi mentions, bittul has its limitations. Bittul doesn't allow a heter tiltul as well as Erev allows everyone to carry from the house into the chotzer. Bittul has its limitations. That to the one, like Rashi says over here, to the one that they're mevatl to, he's the one who could, other people, but if they were to carry, it would take off their bittul. But when that's what we mean, mevatn, whatever extent of heter bittul helps, on that Shmuel says that if you have a situation where without making an eruv, it will be osur, and an eruv helps, that's where bittul also would help. Ma'arvin ve'enoisin, but if you have a situation that you could be ma'arv, however, the ain't oisrin, without the Erev, they wouldn't ask on each other. Oisrin the ain't ma'arvin, or if they were asked on each other and Erev doesn't help, then ain't mevat, then bittul doesn't help. Okay, these are the the rules that he gives over here. And the Gemara goes to explain what the cases are. And we're gonna jump down to us. The third to last line. Oistrin, the last word on the line. Oistrin ve'ein ma'arvin ein mevatlin. This is the third situation. Oistrin, if there's an isser between the diris, ve'ein ma'arvin, and it's such a situation that Erev won't help, on that, Shmuel says, ein mevatlin. There's no bittul. You can't, bittul doesn't help in such a situation. L'suyemai, what case is he referring to? Latin Mura says, L'suyei nochri. This is coming to a situation when there's a nochri involved, and the nochri answers, and there's a nifes chirus. And Latin Mura says, V'idos me'esmoil, I'm sorry, if the goy was there on Erev Shabbos, loigim me'esmo, so you can make this chirus on Shabbos. So why is this a situation of ein ma'arvin? You could be ma'arv. Elo, Lav the also b'shab. So it must be that we're talking about if the guy came on Shabbos. Ukotani oistrin, calling oistrin ve'im arvin is ein mevatlin shmamino. On that, Rashi explains that the Moros Kashi is see the tap Rashi el lav the also b'shab. So alma bittel b'shus like tikin el heicha the chazal aruv me'esma. The Gemara is asking that this situation bittel doesn't help. So let's hear again what happened. We have a Gemara which starts a situation where a guy had a dira and a chotzer. He was not there on Shabbos. Shows up before Shabbos. He shows up on Shabbos. The Gemara has a shaila whether they could be soicher from him or not. They go, they're soicher, and says, fine, you did the right thing. Schiris taka has din the kula like bitl rishus as far as when it could be done on Shabbos. Fine, so that's why they made this chiris, and things are fine. Now the Gemara brings up a new problem. Not the Gemara, but there's a problem over here. Had they make the bittul? What bittul? Who said there was a bittul? So you see from the Gemara, I didn't Rashi mentioned before that there was a necessity for bittul in this case over here, and that's this whole piece of Gemara over here that Rebbe Elazar is asking that according to the klolim that Shmuel his Rebbe gave, this would be such a situation where bittul doesn't help. So even though maybe you want to make a schiris, fine. You know that point is good, but that's not going to help them to be matirit because the necessary bittul, the halacha doesn't allow it. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So that's what we see that whatever the case was, it required a bittul in addition to the schiris. Now the Rishonim talk about again, and it comes out of the Gemara a very, very, very important halacha, which is a big discussion over here. Being that Rashi Shita is not so clear, so let's use the name of the Ravid. The Ravid. This is the Ritva brings the Shita B'Shem the Ravid. And he says as follows. He actually learns the Gemara that being that there was a requirement of Bittul, you see from the Gemara.
I'm sorry, what was unclear from Rashi?
That was an error originally or not. Right?
Did they,
when the guy wasn't there,
yeah.
Right, originally, right? So then really they could have made an Erev,
yeah.
Erev Shabbos. Did they make the Erev Erev Shabbos or not?
Why wouldn't they make it? Why wouldn't they?
That's a good question. That's why Kipshutai, Lachem, you see they were interested in carrying it, right? So
yeah,
you see, you're right. I mean, there's no reason why Halacha they couldn't. The only possibility is, which is such a tzad in the Rishonim, that maybe they held that a nochri answers even when he's not there, right? But that's shleil ibn hilchas, so that's the Rishonim not so happy to learn such a thing.
The nochri wasn't there for them to do anything with.
Right. If you hold that a nochri answers even when he's not living there, and that means you have to be seicher. He wasn't there to be seicher, so then right. So that's why they couldn't make the erev.
Yeah. I understand the Gemara. The Gemara, when the guy came, he made a kilkel in the ear. There was no eruv at that point, so that's why the word ma'ein. What's ma'ein ma'arvin mean? They were not able to make it. Like the eruv became os eruv, basically.
Okay, we'll see. This is the question over here. This is the question in Shem as follows. This is the question. What we want to know is like this, right? We see that the situation required bittul. Now, what happened over here? Right, let's start like this. Okay, we'll start, let's say, like we're saying, simply that l'chora, they should have made an eruv, right? They wanted to carry, they should have made an eruv. We pass on the loch, goes nati, he doesn't answer, make the eruv, then you're fine. Right? Now, if that would be the situation, that they made the eruv, so fine. So now the guy comes on Shabbos, so he asks, fine, be soicher. Fine, so now you're safe. What's the bittul? Why is the bittul necessary? According to the Rishonim who learn like this, the Rishonim say that you see from over here that in such a situation, when even though an eruv was originally made, but once the guy comes, by him coming and requiring schiris, and now the truth of the matter is that his requirement of schiris really is really nullifies. It nullifies the eruv, right? The living, right? And the question just is that when I'm soicher, does that bring back the eruv that was previously made or not? So according to the Rishonim that learned that this Gemara is speaking about, I mean, they were ma'ar originally, and the Gemara says that after the soicher, there had to be mevatel, this Gemara will be a source to tell us that when the guy comes, the eruv is bottled and it's nullified. That's it. You have no more eruv anymore, right? Unless you make a new eruv, not Shabbos. You can't make an eruv. That's why they had to make bittul. That's the cheshbon hagemara. As they come to chesh late these rishonim. All the rishonim learn, and this is the question that you saw in the Rashi, that no, all the rishonim learn. We'll see that, and that there's basis from other gemaras that in such a situation were they to have been ma'ariv. And when the guy comes, and that requires schiris, once they're soicher, then the Gemara, then these Rishonim hold with sources from other places that there's a concept of choizer v'nir, that the eruv that they made originally comes back once you take since it originally was made and it was a functional eruv, was working till the guy came. So if you could deal with the issue that the guy has by being soicher, so now the eruv will once again work, and it wouldn't be necessary to be mavatel at all, right? So these are trying to learn that the Gemara has to be speaking that originally, for whatever reason, they didn't make an eruv. If you never made an eruv, okay, so there's nothing to work with, and that's why later, if you're interested in carrying it on Shabbos, the only thing you could do is bittul. Right? So that's why there's a discussion of bittul over here in the Gemara. Right? So this is machlokes over here in the Rishonim. Very, very important machlokes over here, that when an eruv was originally made, and it was good, it was functional, and the reason why it was functional, because the goy was not there at the time to asa, and then he shows up sometime on Shabbos, and you could be soicher on Shabbos, you could take care of that problem. What's the status at this point with the eruv? Do we say that the eruv is still going to be a functional eruv, even though when the goy came, at that point, till you're soicher, you weren't able to use it. But once you take care of the guy issue by being soicher, then the original eruv that you made is gonna once again help you, and it won't be necessary to make a bittul. Or no, once the guy comes and he gives a problem with the eruv till you're soicher, then the eruv is off. Once the eruv is off, so you have to start over again on Shabbos. You can't make an eruv. So that's why a bittul would be necessary.
Oh, yeah, how does that help though? I can only have bittul if there's an eruv.
That's the Gemara's kasha. You're right. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right. The Gemara's kasha was that in such a situation, which is a situation of more calls aim arvin. We'll see about that. But that's definitely how we're actually learning the Gemara's kasha over here, is that bittul shouldn't help. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, yeah. Fine. That's the question. Rabbi Yochanan obviously argues which Shmuel about this. And that's the Rishon, Machlokes Rishon, how you pass an halacha. But you're right, that is the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was that inasmuch as you need bittel, Shmuel holds that bittel can't help, so you're stuck. You don't have an eruv for whatever reason. And bitly you can't do. So how? What was the heter? That is the Gemara's kasha. You're right. Right. That's it. You got it. Right. But the fact that Rabbi Yochanan he argued on that. Right. He doesn't hold of these rules of Shmuel. So therefore he holds that nevertheless bitl helps. Right. We're just coming to explain the necessity of bitl. Right. So that's what we're showing over here. That there's a machlekes and we're showing him how to learn this Gemara over here. It's clear that there was a necessity, pretty much, of bittul in his Gemara, right? And we want to know why was that. Is this Gemara a source to say that even though an Erev originally was made, but once the guy comes and he's putting the Erev out of use at this point because we have to be Seicher, does that mean that now the Erev is off? And once the Erev is off, you're holding Shabbos, you can't make another Erev, you got to start over again. Another Erev you can't do. The only Eitz that you have is bittul, and that's what's going on in the Gemara. And this Gemara will be a source that we don't say chayze v'niyah, we don't say that the Erev comes back again, but once the guy comes, then the Erev is lost. Or do we say, other Rishonim learned that the case over here was, the reason why there was a requirement for bittul, only because an Erev was never made originally. But if an Erev was originally made over here, then there would have never been a requirement for bittul, and then Shmuel also would agree to that halacha, and things would have been fine. Now, this is Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos brings this, and all Rishonim talk about this. Now,
can I just go back on what Moshe was asking?
Yeah.
Bittul, if I understand correctly, bittul works it works specifically when the Erev isn't good. Right?
Specifically, the Erev is not good.
But you have to make an Erev.
No, if you make an Erev, you don't need bittul.
Right.
Right? It's only, and what Shmuel is saying is that bittul only works in a situation where you can make an Erev.
Right.
If you have an Erev, you don't need bittul, right? Bittul,
okay.
Right?
If you have a good Erev. So I'm confused here, right? So you're saying that bittul only works if there's a possibility of an Erev, basically.
A possibility, but if there is an Erev,
that's the mechanics over here? Is that the mechanics over here?
Right. Bittul's like a replacement.
Now that they didn't have an Erev, there has to be a possibility of making an Erev. And since they can't go to Shabbos, they're going to go to do bittul, so that'll take care of the problem of caring.
That's how I understand it.
Okay, maybe I may understand what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. Now, the Rishonim bring, Tosfos brings the Gemara over here. If you remember from the Mor Masechet Shabbos, Tosfos brings the Gemara. You could see it in the Tosfos over here. The bottom Tosfos on Samach Hey Omid Beis. Around three lines up. Tosfos brings the Gemara as follows: Sfinus kshure zu bezu, ma'avin umetatan mizuzu. If we have a few boats that are tied to each other, so halacha is that you could be ma'arif. Since we have a chshivus of a Pesach from one to the next, you can be ma'arev tatl mizuzu nifsiku nesru. If the ropes became untied, nesru, it's also chozu v'nishkashru, chozu aterin harishim. If they once again were retied, chozu aterin harishim. So this is a source. That if a Erev was originally made and it was functioning, if a problem arose in middle, if that problem was taken care of, we could revert back to the original heter. It doesn't become bottle, totally bottle. So this is what the Rishonim will hold, that this will be a source, that now situation, were the case to have been that there was an Erev made and the guy came back, and you were soicher, so the heter should come back. There should be no necessity for bittul over here. The Erev is working. Right? What happened?
By the Sfinas, they didn't actually do anything, right? It's just facts.
What do you mean?
As opposed to making an Erev for tiltal purposes, whether you have to take a pass, everybody has to join, it's something you're doing, whereas by Sfinas, it's just a matter of...
Well, what does Ma'arv mean? No, don't you have to be ma'ariv?
Oh,
I'm not sure about that. Ma'ariv? Right, as a result of an eruv.
So the people of each spina are actually making an eruv?
Mm-hmm. So this is the source of these Rishonim who hold that once the eruv was made properly, it was a good eruv, so it'll be chayzev v'nir. So in our case, must be speaking that there was no eruv. On that Tosfos coming to defend the other shita makes a difference. Tosfos says shani hocho demitchila kisha also ha'eruv ein sofer l'skayim. Kol HaShabbos. Tosfos says something very important. That there's a big difference. Tosfos says, in our situation over here, true, it says in that Gemara such thing, where if you have a strong, functioning Erev, then if a problem arose and the problem was taken care of, then you revert back to the Heter. But that's only if originally you have a strong, functioning Erev, which, as far as we see it, you know, is here forever. However, in our case over here, Tosfos says, the mitchila originally kishasayv ain't sofer l'skayim kol haShabbos. When they originally made that, in our case over here, in the goy, right, who had a deer here, and he wasn't here at the time, Tosfos says that's ain't sofer l'skayim kol haShabbos. Shaosid hanochri lova, that the goy is eventually going to come. So in such a situation, then the strength of the Erev is a much weaker Erev. True, it'll help you, calls man the goy is not here. But since originally it was only made, the potential of such a thing was not to last forever, because the potential problem in the Erev was, as far as we're concerned, was going to happen. So therefore, once the goy taka comes, then the Erev is bottled. Because we view it that the Erev is just made really only this far. Aval Hosam Taisu says, Ein asfinus omdes liposik. But over there, that when you tie both together, they're supposed to stay together. Therefore, in that situation, at the time that they were tied together, and the Erev therefore was made, this was something which should have, as far as we're concerned, we have the right to view this as a strong Erev, which is going to go straight, going to go take us till the end of Shabbos. And therefore, in that situation, if a problem arises, if you take care of the problem, then the Erev will be once again functioning. Now, Tais over here also asks from another situation. Tosfos asks from a different situation. Let's say you have a number of people living in a chatzin, and an Erev was required, and they made it an Erev, and one person forgot to participate. So he answers. The halacha over here is that he's mevatel his vishus to those that were ma'arev, and umutar lahachs lahaytzi, and then the Erev is functionable in that situation.
And he's good too?
No. See, that's the din of bittul, right? That whoever's mevatel to the others, he can't. But at least whoever he's mevatel to helps. So this is another source that Tosfos brings over here, that you see that an Erev, which wasn't functional, you take care of the problem, and then it's okay.
Tosfos has a question with Shimon Amar asking.
Yeah.
So it comes out that the lemaisadig, that what happens over here, let's say that, you know, it's Shabbos at 6 o'clock, and it's 5:30, and they, you know, we're all in the chatzar over here, and let's say that Shlomo is, you know, he's sleeping, whatever, and we can't get his, or whatever, he's in the mikveh. So the maitzah comes out that we all have to make an Eruv. There has to be some kind of institution Eruv in place, even though we know that it doesn't work right now. And then on Shabbos, we go over to him and say, listen, you got to be mitzvah your shoots over here, because otherwise there's no one can carry here. Meaning, let me say it like this. There has to be an Eruv. There has to be a functioning, it has to be an Eruv that's, although not functioning, that has been, so to speak, you know, set up, so to speak, before Shabbos. Misha'ein, as opposed to the case where we all forgot and then we all forgot
but,
and
but,
we
but Misha'ein. In the case where you all forgot,
yeah.
Everyone could be mevatel. There was just to one person still. In other
so
words,
then I don't need to do anything over before Shabbos ever.
So you have an advantage of doing before Shabbos, right?
I just want to say that you cannot make an Erev on Shabbos. You can only correct an Erev that was made before Shabbos. Or do you say that the case of Bittul is that it's not an Erev issue. There's no issue in Erev, it's mechanically Bittul means one person can now.
You want to know if Bittul is the Hafkila?
What?
You want to know if Bittul is the Hafkila? In fact, if we didn't make an Erev before Shabbos, the Hafkila?
Do I have to even attempt to make an Erev on Shabbos to have Bittul work actually? No.
Right, so Bittul could work with an Erev or without an Erev.
The question is, with an Erev, it helps everybody else.
Right, and without an Erev, it helps to the person that you're Mabatul for. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that's.
Right. Right, very good. Is that good?
Yeah.
So Taisus is asking over here with another source, which we seem to imply, and the truth over here is that. Over here, maybe there's even a bigger chiddush, something that you might have just touched on what you said, because until now we're talking about an Erev which was actually functioning. When the guy wasn't here on Erev Shabbos, it's fine, you made the Erev. And or else the Sfinus, right? At that time, they were tied. So it was a functioning Erev. So a problem arose in the middle of Shabbos. Right? So over there, that's what we're discussing till now, that by taking care of the problem, will whether the head will come back. This situation over here is a further chiddush, because in the situation where Echam Ne'echotzer forgot to be ma'arev, so the Erev really wasn't valid at all when Shabbos came in, since he didn't participate at that point. At that time, he wasn't mevatelit. So no one, there was never a point in time that anyone could carry relying on the Erev. Nevertheless, you see, right, this thing that since as far as that was concerned. That it was good. It was a singular technical problem over here. You could take care of that, and the Erev could start working. Right? So you don't even see. This is by Yisrael.
You could be Mitzah, no? You don't even need his express involvement.
In a Chanami, you're right. If you want to include him in the Erev, you want to be Mizaka to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But we're talking about in a situation where that didn't happen, and therefore he's left out. Right, in Chanami, you're right. Yeah, this doesn't mean that this is the only way things could happen. You know, right, in Chanami. But Tomer Shoka Chechad, right? Maisi, he forgot he wasn't part of the Erev. So this is the loch over here. So the din is that it helps. So once again, Taisu is saying that this lochar is a source that if you rectify the problem, then the Erev would once again be functionable. On that text it says, Shani Hosom, see the last two words on the Shani Hosom, the Chozu Kulu Leiruve Meyesmo. Taisa says, Kita gives us another stipulation of another category to explain that if it were to be the Chozu Kulu Leiruve Meyesmo, that all people involved were able to participate and to make the Erev yesterday, the Figach Ein Botel Erev Shahen Klau. That's why the Erev never becomes Botel. This person who forgot yesterday, he's not intrinsically a contradiction to the Erev. On the contrary, right? He could have participated in the Erev. So therefore, the fact that he forgot and he didn't participate is not a reason to be Mavatel, to nullify the Erev. That's what Taisa says over there. Mashenkin, in our situation, a guy can't participate in the Erev. A guy is considered an intrinsic contradiction to an Erev. So once the guy is there, he's going to undo the Erev, and it won't come back. That's the Shita in Tosfos. Now,
this is just coming to bring Tosis,
he's come to answer. See, Tosis is right. Tosis is coming to answer. Right, Tosis is learning that the sugya over here definitely was that they made an Erev, right? And being that they made the Erev, and nevertheless in the sugya it's clear that you need Bittul. That means that the Erev became Bottle, once the guy came back. And that Tosis is asking from these other sources that you see that once you take care of the problem, then the Erev comes back. That's what Tosis is asking. And Tosis makes these differences to maintain what it says in the sugya, how in this specific situation, things are different. Basically, what Tosis is saying is that a goy can't participate in an Erev is a contradiction to an Erev, and being that at the time Erev Shav, when this Erev was made, that we have to assume that the goy is going to come back. So therefore, the original making of the Erev, even though we were able to call to mind the goy is not here, the Erev helps, but the Erev originally has its limitations. Till when the guy comes. That's why once the guy comes, then the Erev in the first place never had the ability to carry through. Therefore, it becomes bottled once that problem arises. That's this Shittas HaTosfos. The Shittas, other Rishonim, Ravid, possibly Rashi, other Rishonim, therefore learn this Gemara over here, is talking about, they hold that these Rais are Rais, and they hold that, therefore, that it definitely should come back, and therefore this Gemara must be speaking that an error was not made for whatever reason, and that's why Bittul was needed in order to be made. But were an error to be made originally, then it wouldn't be necessary. Now, just mention very very quickly one Rai just to end off over here. The Ritva brings. Ritva brings from Hashem that they want to bring a raya from our sugi itself. The Gemara says, when the Gemara asks the question over here from Shmuel, right, the Gemara's kasha is that according to Shmuel's rules, Bittul would not help in such a situation. Now this rule is called Oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin ein mevatlin. In such a situation that Oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin, in such a case where they ask on each other and Erev doesn't help, ein mevatlin, then Bittul doesn't help. So that is what brings as follows. V'ika de daik mehocha, there are those that bring right from this point of the Gemara that tishesochu min hagoy b'shabas eina erev chayzer v'nir. That when they have to, the goy comes on Shabbos in the seicher, the erev becomes bottle, it doesn't come back again. The isakatata chayzer v'nir hechi kor luhu she'ein ma'arvin. How could we call this a situation of ein ma'arvin? The ho yuchin l'armi v'ayyoyim that this situation, regardless, right, the Gemara is calling this a situation of Eima Arvin. Of Eima Arvin. On that, the Rishonim say that if the halacha was that the Erev that was made originally, if you made an original Erev, then when the Goy comes, then the Erev comes back, so why are we calling this a situation of Eima Arvin? It's a situation of ma'arvin. The Gemara is talking about a case over here. We see nochri, right? And the Gemara says a nochri which comes on Shabbos. Nochri which comes on Shabbos is a situation of a ma'arvin. The Erev doesn't help. Why is that considered that an Erev doesn't help? Erev does help, right? If you had originally made the Erev, the guy comes. So fine, be soicher, and Erev does help in such a situation. The Gemara would seem to imply that it doesn't help at all. So this is what these Rishonim bring a raya from our Gemara over here. This Gemara was seen to imply that in a case when a guy comes, it's a situation called Ein Ma'arvin, and once the guy comes, it's bottle. It's bottle, there's no Erev, and that's why the Gemara calls it a situation of Ein Ma'arvin. The Ritva deals with the raya, and I'll just... We'll end off over here with what he says. He says as follows, towards the end of the piece, he says like this. Vim calls that ein arai be'enai. He's dealing with whether you could answer it otherwise, and he says, nevertheless, I hold it's not arai. Not really, even if you were to hold that if you originally made the Erev, even though the guy comes, you'll be soicher, it's chayz v'neir, it will once arouse itself to be able to be used, and you don't need bittel in such a situation. Nevertheless, any time you have a guy in a situation that he himself can't participate in an Erev, since when the goy comes, the Erev, at that point, akopana becomes bottle, and there is a possibility that the Erev is not going to come back, because maybe the goy won't agree to make this chirus. Shapa karina luhu she'ema arvin. So therefore, the Shmuel, in his klolim, could call it a situation of ema arvin, because that much is definitely true, that once the guy comes, at that point, at least temporarily, right, the Erev is not valid at this point. Were he to agree to be Seicher, it could come back. But as far as what Shmuel's calling this category of Ein Ma'arvin, it's justified to call Ein Ma'arvin, and therefore this wouldn't be a Raya to the Gemara that the Erev becomes holy bottle.
Somebody is. I think Hegel was asking, and it says this, that the Seicher of the guy, he said, how do you actually make the schizah?
On Shabbos.
Yeah, what are you doing to make the schizah?
Now, what's the question?
What is the transaction?
How do you transfer the money?
Yeah. He understood it as this. You make up that, you know, not Shabbos, you... Give him a dollar, or whatever. But not. I mean, you make up that you will. He's in agreement that you will rent from him, not that you actually transfer any.
I don't know. We have to look it up in halacha, but that's a little hard. A little hard to understand such a thing, because then it's just words. Right? You didn't do anything.
And therefore, what do you do?
So theoretically, it's not really such a problem, right? Because you don't have to. I mean, if the problem is a problem, we're saying the actual transaction, Taisus tells us, is not a problem. Elamai, the problem is muktzah. Is that what we're concerned about?
No. What are you doing?
You're going to give him a pocket of
Putin. Mr. Henry Smith.
You're going to tell him, Mr. Henry Smith, to come into my house. You want to take this article over here, take a cookie, and fine, and we'll make the schiris with that. All right. I mean, let's see. Poshon puta, you give it to him, fine. That could do it, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be money. I don't think so.
Give him a lot of jobs.
Well, that's what we said, right? The transaction itself is that it is. Okay, so that's. I mean, that's really what Tysus was talking about. We mentioned in this Tysus, right? Tysus says that, you know, this the level of schiris which is required to make right the heter erev, that's not a contradiction to the din of the Isser Mekach Memka. That's what Tysus talks about.
Tysus says it's a matana, kilo matana, right? But I remember hearing that even a matana is not, you can't even give a matana in Shabbos.
Okay, so that way we have to look up those halachas, the Shabbos.
It's first I spoke at yesterday that some bring a right from the thesis that you're allowed to give matan on Shabbos, and many others say that it's just this type of matana that's not, it's just lahatir hatiltu. It's not a real matana. Usually a matana, you're giving hanot to somebody else. That's because of here, you want something, so you have to give it to them. So therefore, this type of matana...
Every month,
yeah.
Except if it's...